the mother and sister of 15-year-old Amanda Cummings, a Staten Island teenager who committed suicide, are expressing anger on Facebook at the bullies they say pushed her over the edge. Facebook is also where Cummings had apparently hinted at her problems. Should Facebook have intervened? The social network says it's trying now to help users who may be feeling suicidal. John Grohal is a psychologist and expert on online mental health services. He's also founder of Perspectives, a mental health magazine. John, we understand for the last 6 weeks or so, Facebook users have been able to pull down a menu and then flag what they think is a suicidal post by somebody else?
Yeah, that's the general gist of it. Someone posts something on Facebook that's suicidal, and then ostensibly one of their friends or family member sees that post and presses a button. When they press that button, a Facebook staffer gets notified that there is a post waiting to be reviewed that potentially could be suicidal. And that staffer takes a look at it, and if they decide that the person is suicidal, they'll send that person an email with a link to further suicide resources, including an online chat feature that allows them to talk immediately with a suicide counselor.
And we know that Facebook partnered with the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration and the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline to offer this service. Facebook's paying for it. But there have been a lot of questions, you know, starting with the very basis of it, which is that it has this email that shoots to this person. Now, suddenly you've gone from Facebook, which people can limit to their friends, to email, which sometimes people share emails. So what are the sort of pros and cons of what Facebook was trying to do?
So the pros of it are pretty obvious. They're trying to address the increasing problem of suicide online, especially amongst teenagers and adolescents, young adults. The cons come on the side of the fact that most people who sign up for Facebook never imagined that Facebook would suddenly become a health information provider. And then there's also the concern that whatever it is that someone has posted on Facebook may or may not actually be suicidal. And you don't want to overwhelm the very limited resources that we have for suicidal crisis lines and things like that.
And from your expertise, does it work? Because the other thing we hear is that, you know, it is largely true that if you can just talk to someone, now this person may not want to call a hotline themselves, but if someone does end up talking to them, it really can help.
Absolutely, and it doesn't have to be a trained counselor or anything like that. A friend or a family member just reaching out to that person in real life can often make the difference between someone making a very poor decision and judgment call.
So what do you think of this, the whole idea of e-therapy, which is taking off in the U.S.? You can Skype therapists, and you can meet them in a Second Life. And then this email therapy, Facebook isn't the only place where you can get it, but now Facebook offering, you know, someone for you to chat with. Are there things that a therapist can pick up on? You know, what your voice or your fingers typing may say one thing, but your face and your body are saying another?
Absolutely. Nonverbal communication goes to make up a whole bunch of the way we communicate with one another, and that is a bit of a concern. But the research to date, and there has been a body of research on online therapy, really seems to point that it can be an effective modality for people looking for that kind of therapy.
Well, so back to Facebook, John Grohal, again, a psychologist and an expert on online mental health services. What do you think of it? This idea that a friend might see a post that the friend fears is suicidal, they can click a button, Facebook will shoot an email to the person who expressed the thoughts and either chat with them, offer to chat with them there, or direct them to help.
I think it's a well-intentioned effort. I think it needs to be tweaked and refined a little bit. I don't think that they should be using email. Facebook already has a private messaging service on their website. I'm not really clear on why they just wouldn't use that, because that is tied directly into the person's account.
John Grohal, psychologist, founder, and editor of Perspectives, a mental health magazine, and PsychCentral.com. Dr. Grohal, thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.